ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। बृहदारण्यक उपनिषद् belongs to Shukla Yajurveda, contains 6 chapters, 2 chapters put together one kanda. There are 3 kandams, that means each kandam has got 2 chapters. Each kandam has got 2 chapters. First 2 chapters are known as Madhukandam. Third and fourth chapters known as Munikandam. Fifth and sixth chapters are known as Khilakandam or Upasana Kandam. We have completed 5 chapters successfully by the grace of Lord and our Gurus. We are going to enter into the 6th chapter, which is the final chapter. This chapter also has got 5 Brahmanams. This 6th chapter, which is the final one, has got 5 Brahmanams. First Brahmanam is known as Prana Samvada Brahmanam. Prana Samvada Brahmanam contains 14 mantras. The second Brahmanam in this 6th chapter is known as Karma Vipaka Brahmanam. Karma Vipaka Brahmanam. It has got 16 mantras. Then third Brahmanam is known as Shrimantha Brahmanam. Shrimantha Brahmanam, which contains 13 mantras. Then fourth Brahmanam is known as Putra Mantha Brahmanam. Putra Mantha Brahmanam. This Brahmanam has got 28 mantras. 28 mantras. Then final, the fifth Brahmanam is known as Vamsha Brahmanam. Very small Brahmanam, which has got 4 mantras only. Vamsha Brahmanam. This 6th chapter, 1st Brahmanam, is very closely similar to Chandogyopanishad, the 5th chapter. Prana and sense organs, the story we already saw in that 5th chapter 5 years back. We saw that in Chandogya Upanishad, that prana is the superior most among all sense organs, and each organ comes and tells, I am superior, I am superior. And one organ goes out for 1 year and they come to know that they are not superior, prana alone is superior. That is the story, you know, all of you. So similar story comes here. Before that story is coming, why this Brahmanam Upanishad takes up? Na, previous 14th Brahmanam we saw, prana is equal to Gayatri. Prana eva Gayatri. Gayatri eva prana. Like that we saw. Prana alone is superior. Now, why prana alone is superior? Upanishad want to present. By what virtues prana is superior? The first mantra begins with the virtues of prana. In this Brahmanam, few mantras, up to sixth mantra, in this Brahmanam, seven virtues of prana are given. Seven virtues, sapta guna prana. This is also Hiranyagarbha Upasana only, again. Because 5th and 6th chapters come under Khila Kanda, Upasana Kanda. So therefore, here also Upasana only comes. What Upasana? Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Prana Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. What are those virtues mentioned here? First virtue is Jyeshthatvam. Jyeshthatvam. Jyeshthatva means eldest an artha. The second virtue is Shreshthatvam. The two virtues are given in the first mantra. The mantra begins with this, the glories of prana. Among seven glories, two glories are given in the first mantra of first Brahmanam of sixth chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. How prana is great. We are going to enter into the first mantra. Repeat after me. This Brahmanam name is called Prana Samvada Brahmanam. First mantra. Sixth chapter, first section, first mantra. Yoha vai jyeshtham cha shreshtham cha. Vedam jeshthasya shreshthasya swanam bhavati. Prano vai jeshthasya shreshthasya. Jeshthasya shreshthasya swanam bhavati. Api cha esham bubhushati. Evam veda. This upasana is Hiranyagarbha seen as prana here. Prana rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana. Yoha vai jeshtham cha shreshtham cha veda. Veda means whoever does upasana anartham. Veda means whoever performs the upasana. Ha vai, both are indeclinable words. Emphasis, it's emphasizing. Whoever does this upasana, prana rupena Hiranyagarbha upasana, as what? With these virtues, meditating upon prana as the eldest and the greatest. Jeshthascha Shreshthascha. Prana means here life principle. Prano vai jeshthascha Shreshthascha. Second line. Prana is the eldest. Prana alone is the eldest and the greatest. Jeshthascha means the eldest. Jeshtaha means the superlative degree. The first guna is Jeshthatvam, the eldest one. Jeshthaputrahan, they say, eldest son. This is the first guna of prana, virtue of prana. Jeshtaha is the superlative degree of vruddhaha. Vruddhaha jyayan jeshtaha. Old, elder, eldest. Opposite of what? Na kanishtaha. Kanishta putraha, kanishta putriyana. Alpaha kaniyan kanishtaha. Positive degree, comparative degree, superlative degree. Alpaha kaniyan kanishtaha ke opposite vruddhaha jyayan jeshtaha. Younger, young, younger, youngest. Alpahana, young. Kaniyan means younger. Kanishtaha means youngest. That is not there in the mantra. Just I am giving the opposite word of jyeshtaha. These words you can see only in the Shubhaleka, you know, wedding patrika, you know, adiloda paakamudiyum. These words, jyeshtha putraha, jyeshtha putri, kanishtha putraha, like that. So, here Shankaracharya says, all jyeshthas are not shreshthas. All the eldest, one in the family need not be the greatest. Sometimes the jyeshtha is the dullest also. Madhyama putraha or kanishtha putraha, sometimes they are bright. The elder one is not shreshtha. Many places, no? Shankaracharya says, but here prana is jyeshtaha shreshtaha. Eldest one as well as the greatest one. So first guna is jyeshtaha. Then prana, the meditator has to meditate upon prana, Hiranyagarbha. The prana, he has to invoke Hiranyagarbha upon that prana. How he has to look upon that prana? As the eldest one. And the second one is called greatest, shreshtaha. Shreshtaha means the greatest one. These are the why prana is great. Shankaracharya elaborately writes. In that mantra it is not given. But what Shankaracharya says, we can see that shreshtaha means here sarvesham indriyanam jyeshthatvam shreshthatvam. Sarvesham indriyanam madhye. Among all sense organs, eyes, ears, nose, touch, even mind, among all sense organs, antahkaranani, bahyakaranani, among all of them, prana is the most important one. How? Acharya writes in his Vashyam, the Garbhastha Shishu and Shukra Shonita joined together, the fetus is formed. When the fetus is formed, the sense organs, when the baby alive with prana, then alone all the organs will grow. Eyes can form, legs can be formed, hands can be formed when the baby is alive. So prana here, jyeshtaha means not first born. No. Not in that meaning, we have to take jyeshtaha means svatantraha nirtham. Independently prana exists. Without eyes also prana exists. But without prana, eyes cannot exist. The prana, the life principle is very important. When the life principle comes into that fetus, then only all organs comes to, one organ will form. Blind person, dumb person, deaf person, all can exist with prana. But without prana, none of them can exist. Therefore, they are all paratantraha. All organs are paratantraha, means dependently they are existing upon prana. Because of this reason, prana is jyeshtaha. therefore shreshthah nar. Because it is jeshthah, therefore it is shreshthah nar. Shreshthatvam nar. Because of that prana alone, entire body survives, all sense organs are surviving. It's called shreshthatvam nar. Prana is the eldest one as well as the greatest one. So one has to meditate upon the prana as the greatest and the jeshthatvam. What is the benefit of this meditation? The benefit is also given, jeshthascha shreshthascha svanam bhavatina apicha esham bubhushatina. Among all beings, the prana upasaka is jeshthah. Because of him only, all beings are surviving. All beings are surviving. Just as because of prana, all sense organs are surviving. Like that, this upasaka, svanam, means svajananam madhye nartham. Among family members, among relatives, cousins, brothers, among all of them, he will become jeshtaha and shreshtaha. He become a prominent one, anartham. He will become a prominent one. He will become superior. Not only among his family members, apicha esham bubhushatin. Even in the society also, among others also, if you want to become the greatest and eldest, eldest means what? He overshadows all other people. His education-wise, in all, what you can call, in all his knowledge, sports, education, name, fame, wealth, prosperity, in all of them he is jyeshtha. I want to become the eldest one, foremost one among all others. Na bubhushati bhavitum icchati na. Bhudhatu desiderative form bubhushati. Suppose he desires to become the greatest and the eldest among all, he can become. Who? Prana upasaka. Prana rupena hiranyagarbha upasana. With these virtues, yad bhavam tad bhavati. What you think, so you become. So if you think, I am the eldest, I am the greatest, no, you will become the eldest and the greatest. You will become very popular. These are the two gunas given in this mantra. Next mantra we will read. Esha means among others also. Apicha esham is there. Esha means among other people also. Yaha upasanam karoti ityartha. Here Veda means yaha upasanam karoti saha, that person. Now second guna is going to come in the second mantra. Next page, we'll read the mantra. Yo ha vai vasishtham vedam. Vasishtah svanam bhavati. Vagvai vasishtham. Vasishtah svanam bhavati. Apicha esham bubhushati. Ya evam vedam. Now comes one sense organ. Here vak indriyam is taken, sense organ of speech, which has got one glory here. whoever meditate upon that glory, then what Vagindriyam has got Vasishtha Gunatvam. Vasishtha Gunatvam. Vak is taken as here as Vasishtha Gunatvam. Vasishthatva Guna Visishtha. Vasishtha Guna Visishtha. Visishtha anna udaya anartho. Endowed with. It is not there in the mantra. You have to supply. Vasishtha Guna Visishtha Vagindriya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Here one question may arise. Prana Sapta Guna we are saying. Means Prana has got seven virtues. But then this mantra is talking about Vagindriyam. How can it becomes the Prana Guna? Later, this Vagindriyam is going to give its virtue to Prana. My Vasishthatva Gunam is not mine. O Prana, it is yours. Therefore, really Vagindriyam Vasishtha Gunam is not belong to Vagindriyam. Vagindriyam Vasishtha Gunam is not belong to what is Vasishtha Gunam? I will explain you later. That's not really belongs to that Vagindriyam. Vagindriyam recognizes that this is not my own guna. This guna really belongs to Prana alone. Therefore, this guna belongs to only Prana. But Vagindriyam is surviving because of what? No, Prana. Therefore, we have to understand that. Here, Vasishtha, Vasishthatva guna, Visishtha, Vagindriya rupena Hiranyagarbha upasanam. Vasishtha means the prominent one. Here Shankaracharya gives two meanings for this Vasishtha. Vasati Vasayati iti Vasishtha. First meaning, Vasati means the one who lives well. Vasati. One who lives well or Vasayati, one who makes others to live. One who houses others. One who makes others to live. That means what? This Upasaka may be having 2-3 houses. He stay in one house and give second house to others. Abdi irukon mad. Vasati Vasayati. One who lives well with comforts. Without any owner problems. Not rented house, but own house. Not one house. He gives to others also. That's called Vasayati iti Vasishtha. Why this Vagindriyam is called Vasishtha? Whoever having that speech, no? Speech power, Vak Shakti, that person can chant Vedic mantras. He can learn Vedic mantras, he can chant Vedic mantras, he can become a scholar. Because of Vagindriyam, he speaks very nicely, pleasantly, sweetly. He is not a dumb person in Ardham. So because of that Vagindriyam, he becomes a great scholar. And because of that scholarship, he chants Veda. Because of that Vedic knowledge, he gets lot of wealth. Because of wealth, he is prosperous. This is the artham. So, Vagindriyam alone makes him Vasishtha. Vasati Vasayati. Lakshmir Vasati Jivhagre Jivhagre Mitra Bandhavaha Bandhanam Chaiva Jivhagre Jivhagre Maranam Dhruvam. So, Vani Vak Vande Saraswati Devi, but really speaking. But Saraswati also comes when, where is Saraswati? There is Lakshmi. Lakshmi Vasati Jivhagre. If you speak nicely, pleasantly, you know, sweetly, people give lot of money to you, wealth to you. You will become prosperous. Money and not only 500 rupee note. You will become prosperous. That is why Lakshmir Vasati Jimhagre, Jimhagre Mitra Bandhava. All relatives also come when you talk nicely only. Why Teranda? People should not run away from us, no? We talk, some people talk, people go away from that place. No? Like that, it should not be. But that Vag Indriyam is very, very important. It has got a Vasishtha Gunan, wealth. Whoever does this upasana, Vagindriya Rupena, Vasishtatva Guna Visishtha. Vagindriya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana, whoever does, that person, because he knows that Vasishtha Gunam, therefore he will become prosperous, wealthy in Atham. Second meaning is, Vasayati Vastrena Achadayati Iti Vasishtaha. This is a figurative meaning. Vasayati Vastrena Achadayati. That means, this person becomes an eloquent speaker. After his speech, anybody speaks also, no one remembers his speech. But this person's speech only ring, 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 ring and irukku manasukulle. And the eloquent speaker. Kish overshadows others' speech. We don't remember his speech. Other people's speech we don't remember. But this person's speech alone we remember. That is called Achadayati in Artham. He covers, he excels, he overshadows all other people's speech in Artham. And avada nanna pesara in Artham. And the meaning that because of that, Vag Bhushanam Bhushanam ane or slokam e irukku. Samskritam la. Nijamana Bhushanam enna Vag Bhushanam enna. Your speech itself is an ornament for you. Speech is also is a type of art. How to speak, what to speak, how much to speak, where to speak, what not to speak. All these are very, very important one has to know. So this person will become Vasishtaha Bhavati among all his relatives, among his brothers, among his sisters and other relatives. Not only that, apicha yesham bubhushati, among all other people also. Ya evam veda, whoever meditate upon this Vagindriyam, which is none other than prana alone, with this Vasishtatva gunan. Such person will get the same benefit. Vasishtaha is also a superlative degree. Alla superlative degree da. Vasishtaha means it's a prominent one. Vasuhu Vasiyan Vasishtahan. Swana means among family members. Esha means among others. Then we will read. So third guna is Vasishtatva guna Vishishta Vagindriya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Bhubhushati means one who desire to become prominent speaker among all others. Now, fourth guna comes in the third mantra. That is, now Vak comes under which indriyam? Karma indriyam. The action of the sense organ of action. Vak, Pani, Pada, Payu, Upastha. So, Vak is the first sense organ of action. Now in the third mantra, Upanishad gives that Jnana Indriyam now. Jnana Indriyam with Pratishtha Gunam. So Jeshthatvam first, Sreshthatvam second, third one is what? Vasishthatvam. Fourth one is Pratishthatvam. We'll read the mantra. third mantra, page number 603. Yo havai pratishtham vedam, pratitishthati samem, pratitishthati durge, chakshurmai pratishtham, chakshushahi samecha, durge cha pratitishthati, pratitishthati samem, pratitishthati durge, ya evam veda. Jnana indriyam chakshuhu is taken. Chakshurmai pratishthana is taken with its glory for upasana. The glory is pratishthatvam. Pratishthatva guna visishta chakshurindriya rupena hiranyagarbha upasana. Pratishthatva guna visishta chakshurindriya rupena hiranyagarbha upasana. Pratishtha means support. Steady, firm. How these chakshu, eyes are called pratishtha. Eyes are having pratishtha and visishta gunam. Visishta gunam means extraordinary gunam, virtue in artham. Gunam means what? Virtue. Why it has got this virtue? Because of eyes alone, we walk in balanced manner. To go to a place properly, to reach a place, how can you walk? With what support you walk? With eyes support alone you walk. Blind person take the support of a stick with red color and white color, and they use the stick as the support for them. Because they don't have eyes. What is their pratishthana? Stick the pratishtha. Kannille. Enna pandrathu? The blind person cannot walk through the help of eyes. Because of eyes alone, we are able to walk steadily. You are able to balance yourself. Try to walk by closing your eyes for a few seconds. Konja naal try panni paarunga one day. You cannot even put 10 steps. You know, enna irukumo, enna nadakumo, enna aidumo nu bhayama irukum. So therefore, we need eyes to walk in a balanced way, in a properly. In a. Where and all you have to walk in a carefully. In a. Same and Durge. The place is samam, equal. Samam, when equal, even. Even though that place where you are walking, if it is samam, even. Even irukane kannu mooditu nadungo. Even irukane. I tried many times. Very difficult, even 10 steps. By that time, some fear comes inside, no? Automatically you will open your eyes, you know. Samena. Even the time is also a nice time. It's not dark also. Vetta veli. No, even daytime also you cannot walk. What to talk of night time? The place and the time also, same, you are very, very comfortable, congenial. But that time also you require eyes. Same. At that time you can walk comfortably. Durge. Sometimes place is also not proper. The time is also not proper. Some places which is not comfortable to walk. Uneasy. Durge. At that time also. Same Durge. At that time what you require? Eyes. Even irukkira place, nanna time also you require eyes. Even that place is not nice, the time is also not midnight, darkness and the time. That time also you require eyes. So eyes are required. So what is the connection for this upasana and our life? Whoever does that upasana upon Hiranyagarbha as in on the eyes. Eyes are taken as a symbolic here. With what guna? Pratishtha guna. That person in his life, he also, when success comes, failure comes, he is steady. Pratishtha nartham. Same durge nar. When things are nice, everything is, setup is nice, he is fine. Samayana, setup, reverse ana, upset, durge ennardham. Durga ennardham, when setup is reverse, get reverse, what will happen? Upset. Upset ennada durgam ennardham. That means ordeals, trivial times. In trivial times or in difficult situations, also he is not disturbed. Whoever does this upasana, he is not disturbed by any type of situation. Why not? He did upasana. How he did upasana? With that virtue, no? Keeping that virtue in the mind. What is that virtue? Pratishtha. Who is having that virtue? Eyes are having that virtue. He is looking upon the eyes as Hiranyagarbha with that virtue. Since he meditate upon that virtue, he can face any situation in his life. Success and failure, both, no? Even, that is the benefit of this mantra. Chakshusha hi samecha durgecha pratitishthati. He remains even, same, equanimous in artham. No elation, no depression. No sorrow in artham. Pratitishthati, pratitishthati same, pratitishthati durgecha evam vedanar. Among his family members, even people are all suffering, no? When some failure comes, they are all very much worrying. This person, no? Calm and quiet, very much tranquil. No? Because of what? No? Because of this upasana. That's why upasana is very, very useful. Meditation, edhukku theriyumo? You will get the capacity to withstand under any condition, under any climate, under any situation. Anartham. Next, fourth mantra, Shrotra Indriyam, the fifth guna, Sampat guna, Sampannatvam. Yohavai Sampadam Vedam, Samhasmai Padyate, Yam Kamam Kamayate, Shrotram Vai Sampate, Shrotrehi Me, Sarve Veda Abhisampannaha, Samhasmai Padyate, Yam Kamam Kamayate, Ya Evam Vedam. Sampatva Guna Visishta Shrotra Indriya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Shrotram Vai Sampatanar. Sampatva Guna Visishta Shrotra Indriya Rupena Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Through our ears alone, we are able to listen Vedic mantras. Our tradition is Karna Parampara. No notes, no pen, no tape recorder, no CDs and cassettes those days. Even you have notes, you have tape recorder, you have CDs, cassettes. First you have to listen from the teacher. அதுக்கப்புறம் தான் அதெல்லாம் சப்ளிமெண்டரி செகண்டரி. அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி மெனி பீப்புள் ஆர் டைரக்ட்லி லிசனிங் ஃப்ரம் சிடிஸ் அண்ட் கேசட்ஸ். ஞானம் வோன்ட் கம், யூ வில் கெட் லாட் ஆஃப் இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் பட் வித்தவுட் டிரான்ஸ்ஃபர்மேஷன். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் டைரக்ட்லி யூ கேன் ரிசீவ் த நாலேஜ் வேதிக் மந்த்ராஸ், த வேதிக் மந்த்ராஸ் அண்ட் தென் லேட்டர் அனுஷ்டானம். First you have to listen the mantras, the karma kanda rituals or any mantras for that matter. First you have to listen, then you have to do anushthanam. After doing anushthanam, what will happen? Because of that anushthanam, you will get a lot of sampat. Sampat means what? Wealth. Sampat kumar ennu peru vippanliya, wealth en ardham, avanu kitta paisa irukuma illaya doubt. சம்பத் சம்பன்னத்வம் சம்பத்வ வித் தட் வர்ச்சு த்ரூ அவர் இயர்ஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் அலோன் வி ரிசீவ் வேதிக் நாலேஜ். த்ரூ வேதிக் நாலேஜ் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? ஃபோர் புருஷார்த்தாஸ் கேன் பி அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ்ட். ஃபோர் புருஷார்த்தாஸ் இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் வேதிக் நாலேஜ், யூ ஃபாலோ கர்ம காண்டா உபாசனா காண்டா, யூ பெர்ஃபார்ம் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், யூ கெட் சித்த சுத்தி, and you get jnana yogyata, dharma artha kama is fulfilled, then what? Moksha. Four purusharthas can be accomplished when your ear, shrotra indriyam, is intact, reasonably intact, without any mission. Mission another is very after 60-70 years, okay. But very young age, you need the sense organ, powerful sense organ. That's what mantra says. Yaha vai sampat vedan. Sampat means this guna, sampat guna. Knows that vipassana he does. Here, samhasmai padyate nirukku. You have to add sam plus padyate, sampadyate. He attains. He accomplishes. Ha asmai, to that person, sampadyate. Ha asmai sampadyate. Veda, no? You should not ask. Sampadyate is one word. Sam or edatla irukka, padyate or edatla irukka. So, sampadyate, you have to join. Yam kamam kamayate, whatever he desires. Yam kamam kamayate, whatever he desires. Shrotram vai sampat, that ear itself is called wealth. How this sense organ ear can become wealth? How the speech can become wealth or ears can become wealth? Indirectly. Shrotram vai sampat, shrotrehi ime sarve vedaha abhisampannaha. In the ears alone, all Vedas are hidden. In the ears, sense organ alone, all Vedas are hidden. Because through the ears alone, you are receiving the knowledge. You are receiving the Vedic mantras. Because of that only, you got scholarship. Scholarship, no, it's not scholarship. Okay. That scholarship means that capacity to chant mantras, to utter mantras, abhisampannaha, sampadyate yaha kamam kamayate, whatever he desires, that is fulfilled. I want to get this house, you will get it. I want to get this much amount of money, you will get it. Everything, just sankalpam bodhu, because you have received Vedic knowledge through the years, therefore that person will become sampannaha. This is called sampatva guna visishta Hiranyagarbha Upasana. What sampatana? Shreyas and prayas, both. Dharma artha kama comes under prayas. Moksha comes under shreyas. So all are included in what? Yavanartha udapane sarvata samplutodakena. If you ask for moksha, what are included? Dharma artha kama included. So therefore, ask for moksha. Oru kalluku moodu maanga madri moksha and if you put that sankalpa desire is there, dharma artha kama will be taken care of by the Ishvara. Unfortunate unintelligent people, unintelligent, not you, unintelligent people vote for what? Only artha, only kama. Only mature people ask for moksha because they know these three are included in that. That is the essence of this fourth mantra. Now we come to sixth guna. In the fifth mantra we will read. Srotra indriyam comes under jnana indriyam. Okay. Now comes most important antahkarana indriyam, that is mind. We'll read that. Yohava ayatanam vedam.
Yohava ayatanam vedam.
Ayatanam svanam bhavati.
Ayatanam svanam bhavati.
Ayatanam jananam. Manova ayatanam.
Manova ayatanam.
Ayatanam svanam bhavati.
Ayatanam svanam bhavati.
Ayatanam jananam.
Ayatanam jananam.
Yaivam vedam. Ayatanam means abode, shelter, resort. Manas, the mind, is the ayatanam. Ayatanatva gunavishishta manarupena hiranyagarbha upasanana. Upasana number, this is what? Sixth guna. Ayatanatva gunavishishta manarupena hiranyagarbha upasana. You have to meditate upon mind, seeing mind as Hiranyagarbha, and that mind with virtue called Ayatanam. Why mind has got Ayatanam virtue, how it has got that Ayatanam virtue, is very very interesting. Ayatanam Veda, that means thinking that mind is the ayatanam and meditating upon that mind as Hiranyagarbha. Ayatanam svanam bhavati, that person will become the support among the all family members. He supports all the family members by giving money, knowledge, everything. Everyone comes to him only as a counseling, you know. Everyone comes as an advisor. He serves as an advisor to all people. Family members all come to him to take advice from him, to ask money also, to ask, get knowledge also. Everything, for everything they come to this person only, because he is the support. He is the shelter. He is the resort. Who is the resort? This Upasaka. Who is that Upasaka who does meditation upon Hiranyagarbha? See, Hiranyagarbha on the locus of mind with Ayatana Gunam. That he says here, Ayatanam Jananam, by knowing this mind as Ayatanam. By knowing this mind as Ayatanam, support, shelter, resort. What is that? Manova ayatanam. Mind alone is the abode, support. Support of what? Support of all sense organs. Every sense organs receiving the knowledge. How it is receiving? Because there is mind behind every sense organ. Because every sense organ is able to receive knowledge, it is backed by the mind. Otherwise, blank look. As sabda, what you call sense organs and sense objects also. Indriyanam, shabdadi indriyanam, shabdadi vishayanam. Behind all these sense objects and sense organs, who is there? And the mind is there. then alone you can register the things. So if mind is not there, you are here, you can hear, but you don't hear. You are here. You are able to hear also. Your ears are functioning. But suppose your mind is somewhere, I hope not so. Your mind is here only. Suppose your mind is in the first class, concentrate ஆகிறது ரொம்ப கஷ்டம். என்ன ஒரு மாசத்துக்கு அப்புறம் இந்த சம்மர் ஹீட்டுக்கு எப்படியே எவாப்ரேட் ஆகி வேதாந்தம் புதுசா இருந்தா என்ன ஆகும்? மைண்ட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் இந்த ஸ்ரோத்திர இந்திரியம் டிஸ்மேண்டில்டு அர்த்தம் டிஸ்கனெக்டட். அப்படி ஆயிடுத்தன்னு என்ன பண்றது? ஸோ மைண்ட் கெனாட் ரிஜிஸ்டர் எனி திங், இட் கெனாட் கிராஸ்ப். So the Shrotra Indriyam, when it is functioning, listening, when you are seeing, the eyes are functioning, mind has to be there to register. Otherwise, that sense organs, that is a blank look. Enga paakrayana kai apdi kaami pom paarenga, enga paakrayana ayyo manas irukum. Similarly, sense objects also, when you are seeing, so many objects we are seeing. Many objects we are seeing from the morning till night. I will ask you suddenly, how many tube lights are there in this hall? Anna, you are coming from so many years to this hall. Don't see up. Okay. Without seeing up, you have to say how many lights are there, Anna. Because you have not noticed that. You have never registered how many lights are there. Who will bother? So the mind has not registered. When the mind is there behind that memory, no, I have to register this object, then only it will register. Ellame register pandroma nama. How many news we are reading, you know? All news we don't read, you know? We don't register. Namak enna news venumo adhu dhaan register pannuvom. Inga inga aadi sale irukke, indha reduction irukke, adhenna sale. Adho adhu maadhiri indha wedding column, sanyasi cannot register. Andha page apdi thirupiduvan. The one who is having a house, own house, in the house colony and all, they are putting, you know, homes and all. And he will never look into that, he never register. Adhu madhiri, the mind has to be there behind every sense object and every sense organs to register. Now the mind is ayatanam or not? Mind is ayatanam, especially for self-knowledge. For everything, mind is ayatana. What to talk of self-knowledge? That 1 hour, I have to pray the Ishwara, Lord. Oh Lord, all the students should keep their mind behind their ears. Na pray pannano. Illana, class out. See, that is very important. That's why, ayatanam swanam bhavatinam. The one who meditate upon this Hiranyagarbha, taking the mind as alambanam, with ayatana visishta guna, what is the benefit? He will be the supporter of all. Supporter of all. He helps all people. Everyone come to this person only. For everything. Ayatanam jananam ya evam veda. Mind alone is the ayatanam, he will get that benefit. This upasaka supports everyone. He houses everyone. He advises everyone. He is a counselor. Counselor is not this political counselor. He is counseling, and then two people are standing in queue. Something or other, and the problems their grievances. They go on telling their grievances. What is the solution? Sometimes they themselves give the solution and go away. They never wait for other person's solution. Enna solution kudupara, enna namak pidikadana, enna pandrathu? Some people come and they don't ask for solution. Just they enumerate their grievances and go away. Some people only take their solution and they implement also. And they follow that solution. Next mantra, 6th mantra. So this manas ayatram is the visishta gunam. Sixth mantra is talking about again karma indriyam. Yo havai prajatim veda. Prajayateha prajaya pashubhihim. Reto vai prajatihim. Prajayateha prajaya. Pashubhirya evam veda. Now you can understand. Yaha, yoha vai is there. Yaha, ha vai, indeed, definitely. Prajati Veda. Prajati means here, that upastha indriyam. Upastha indriyam here, progeny in artham. Prajati is the progeny. But here, you have to take as upastha indriyam. Prajayate ha prajaya pashubhihi. One who meditates upon this purusha bijam, prajatihina retasanatham. Upastha indriyam is called retas, purusha bijam or seed. Here retas means upastha indriyam. Because of this sense organ, this is upastha indriyam. The person will get children, grandchildren, and all other species, animals, cattle, cows, pashubhihin. Pashubhihin means cattle, not only cows, even any other animals, horse or elephant. Whatever he wants, he needs, he will get it. Sampanno bhavatin. Prajayateha prajaya pashubhir. Either we heard this mantra in Taittiriya Upanishad. Prajaya pashubhir brahma varchasena. Prajaya pashubhihi. He is blessed with many children. Many children chollakudad. Many children and grandchildren. Yen chollakudad anna family planning, no? Naam iruvar, namakkuruvar chollam bodhu. You cannot say many children. Okay, many grandchildren. How many grandchildren can come? Adhiyo kashtanda. Veda talks about children. Children are equal to wealth. Those days, wealth we have to spend, no? Those days, children are compared to wealth. And cattle also, of course, wealth only. He is blessed with those prajaya pashubhihi. Prajaya pashubhihi. Sampanno bhavati. With children and grandchildren, with many cattle, he will become a rich person. Once you have that wealth, you will be happy generally. So this upasaka is happy always. Prajatitva, prajatitva gunavishishta upasthendriya rupena hiranyagarbha upasana. Yaha evam veda, whoever meditate upon this Hiranyagarbha in this manner with these virtues. What are those virtues? Kanadal, next comes to the story part. Each sense organ comes and says, I am great, I am great. They all go to Brahmaji. Tell me who are all great among us. Brahmaji intelligently escape. That what he says, you go one sense organ go one year out. And without you, if body survives, you come back. No? Without whom body cannot survive, he is great. No? Brahmaji tells, that is the story is going to come. Very interesting. So, Jyotishthatvam, Shreshthatvam, Vasishthatvam, Pratishthatvam, Sampannatvam, Ayatanatvam, Prajatitvam. All these seven virtues prana has got. So, whenever do you pranayama, you have to keep all these in your mind and do pranayama or prana upasana. With that, you have to meditate. More in the next class. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.